This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We are, of course, going to talk a little bit about Tim Walz's wife. We're going to talk about these pro-lifers getting arrested, the Secret Service destroying evidence, some emails. BK is going to join us, talk about Iran about a half hour from now, and then we're checking out of here. We'll be back tomorrow, all right? I want to touch on this one last word on the Walz thing. What someone's wife, what a candidate's wife says publicly does matter a lot because it's reflective of the candidate. Your wife doesn't go out and take an opposite position you have publicly. That's simply not something that would happen politically. So when Tim Walz's wife says this about the St. George Floyd riots, that should let you know everything you need to know about Tim Walz.
I would say those first days, you know, when there were riots, I could smell the burning tires. And that was a very real thing. And I kept the windows open for as long as I could because I felt like that was such a touchstone of what was happening.
Yeah. And then you combine that with Tim saying this.
A society that does not put equity and inclusion at the center of it is certainly going to eventually come to the places where we're at. This is a moment of inflection. It's a moment of real change. It's a moment that those folks who are out there demanding this are not going to take a commission or a report. They're going to want fundamental change. And that is what I think, that's one of the exciting things in the midst of all this. You can feel a sense of optimism coming back.
Good call, Dome. You did a good call. All right, let's discuss this. This is out of Breitbart. So the FACE Act, just to rewind, because there's so many scandals happening all the time, it can get confusing. To rewind, Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade. From that point forward, Biden's Justice Department takes it upon itself to, I guess, lash out in vengeance for the overturning of Roe versus Wade. They chose to go arresting pro-life activists, as many as they could get their hands on. Remember, this was a revenge response to Roe versus Wade being overturned. I just want you to marinate on that for just a moment, how third world, tyrannical, and evil that is. You don't get to use your Justice Department to arrest your political opponents. That's one. And two, you definitely don't get to use your Justice Department as a tool to avenge a Supreme Court ruling you don't like. And that's exactly what Democrats did. Roe versus Wade got overturned, and they, the DOJ, chose to start using what was known as the FACE Act to track down pro-lifers. And surprise, surprise, 97% of all FACE Act prosecutions target pro-life activists. We are in a very, very, very bad place in this country. We are in a very, we joke a lot and we're going to continue to do so, but we're in a very scary place for a nation. And I hate to use this term because it's so overused, this tipping point and inflection point. But if we don't get this turned around quickly, we can't come back. And we may already be past that point. I've been very honest about that. We may be past the point of coming back. But when you are at the point where the DOJ can be ordered from up on high to arrest its political opponents in a teenage hissy fit over a Supreme Court ruling they don't like, you are in a really crazy place as a nation. And that's exactly where we are. Also, I wanted to touch on this. It's hitting the news. And look, there are scandals, and then there are things that aren't really scandals. You know, I'm all game to blast away at the Supreme Court after their failures to protect Donald Trump. how embarrassing that whole thing is. All those are valid criticisms, and I get all that, but there's a big story out there about the Supreme Court, about the Secret Service chief, then chief, Kim Cheadle. She's the one who resigned. Remember that bag of cocaine they found in the White House? She wanted to destroy the evidence of it. And look, in a vacuum, if you don't know anything about politics or American history, that sounds really bad. And I guess technically it is really bad. But the Secret Service, they've been covering up for presidents and presidential families for a very, very, very long time. And look, don't think this only applies to Hunter Biden. If somebody was interested, if somebody was maybe an inquiring mind, they might ask why Ashley Biden signs out of her Secret Service protection in Philadelphia from time to time. Oh, you didn't know that, did you? That's a little private source of mine that I'm not going to reveal, but you should understand the Secret Service has been in the business of not just protecting presidents, covering up for presidents for a long time. Go dig into the history of what they used to do for guys like JFK and LBJ and others. It's kind of one of those things that comes along with being a bodyguard. And if you ever talk to anybody in the bodyguard industry, doesn't have to be the Secret Service, someone who does professional protection, it doesn't matter how hard you try to keep it completely professional, it's very, very difficult to avoid crossing that line. You're sitting there, you're guarding him, you're guarding her, and all of a sudden she says, hey, I've had a long day. You want to have a beer with me? You end up saying yes to that eventually. It happens a lot. I'm not going to act like this is a big scandal because it happens a lot. Dear Oracle, I think it's hilarious how literally everyone goes on your TV show and says that useless word. Do you think they all do it to mess with you, or is it because it's become so easy to use as a society? Okay, obviously, you know I do a TV show every night after my radio show on the first TV, and you may notice if you watch the TV show, every time somebody says that word, I wince a little bit. It's involuntary. My left eye will kind of close a little bit, almost like an involuntary wince every time they do it, and it's not that they're doing it to mess with me. It's just a word that has become an infection. It's become an infection. Leo, I want to play something for you. This is from Long Island. This is New York City. Long Island's become the Red Wing safe haven for New Yorkers. And they just passed a bill. They're like, hey, no more masks. Because people are using masks to rob stores and protest. They said no more masks in public. And you'll get the little news clip of this. But when they get to the dirty commie, of course, she's immunocompromised, of course. Listen to like the first word out of her mouth.
Tensions boiled over tonight at the Nassau legislature when at least one person was arrested. The chaos came during a heated discussion about the county's Mask Transparency Act. The measure makes it illegal to wear a mask in public unless it's for the person's health, religion, or celebratory purposes. A similar state law had been on the books prior to the COVID pandemic.
This law endangers my life. This law endangers the lives of many people.
Bridget Jones is immunocompromised and came from Harlem to speak against the measure.
Criminalizing a tool that literally is PPE. It's a mobility.
They can't do it. They can't get through a sentence. And, you know, I hate to blame everything on the dirty commies, but this word, it really got its growing pains out with the liberal white woman. It's the liberal white woman who literally can't finish a sentence without literally saying everything's literally. It was literally the end of this and literally the end of that and literally and literally and literally this and literally that. And from there, because this upside down society has decided that liberal white women should somehow be the leaders of anything when they shouldn't lead anything. A liberal white woman shouldn't lead a party of two. She should lead nothing. She's a nut job. She should be ignored and cast aside at all times. But since they lead this society, they take their despicable words they use, like literally, and they promote those words to everyone. And so now people, presidents, CEOs, everyone in the United States of America has to say literally at all times. Everything is literally this and literally that, and I can't stand it anymore. That's okay. I feel better. I feel better. I just had to get that off my chest. All right? I feel good. I feel great. Want to make fun of Jamal Bowman?
Ceasefire now. Let's get it popping.
Well, Jamal Bowman's back in the news. We'll talk literally about Jamal Bowman in just a moment. But speaking of immunocompromised, how often does your dog go to the vet? How much money did you spend last year at the vet with your dog? Always a new infection here, a stomach thing here, an eye thing there. Well, our dogs don't get nutrition. How often would you be at the doctor if you never got vitamins or minerals or probiotics? If you never got antioxidants, digestive enzymes, how often would you be at the doctor? Let me clue you in. It would be a lot. Your dog goes to the vet too often because your dog never gets nutrition. Your dog gets dog food. And there's no nutrition in dog food. It's brown for a reason. Why do the leaves turn brown and fall off in the fall? Because they die. Brown things are dead things. Green things are alive. Pour rough greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement with all the nutrition your dog needs to avoid the vet and live longer. Free Jumpstart trial bags. Roughgreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Do not forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So, a Pakistani national just got indicted. Why did this Pakistani national just get indicted? Well, he's got Iranian ties, and he was trying to assassinate Donald Trump. This is another angle we have to keep in mind. Trump, remember when Trump authorized the taking out of Qasem Soleimani? And let me explain Soleimani for those who may not know. Soleimani is a monster. Was, I should say. He's in pieces now. A monster. How big of a monster? You remember that horrible, horrible period of time in Iraq when IEDs were going off all the time and killing guys and girls and blowing off limbs. And look, you walk around any VA today, you will see an Iraq veteran missing limbs there on rehab. Oftentimes, they lost those limbs in Iraq. And if you run into an Iraq veteran who lost limbs in Iraq, the chances that guy or gal lost those limbs at the hands of a Qasem Soleimani-trained bomber are very, very, very good. Soleimani, he chose to spend a lot of time and effort teaching the insurgents in Iraq how to create and set off and hide IEDs so he could kill and maim as many Americans as humanly possible. Then we get to Hezbollah, the terrorist group. He's been training, funding, working with Hezbollah for ages. Well, Trump authorizes taking him out. Remember we took him out with a sword missile? That's not an exaggeration. Go look up the missile that took out Soleimani. We have a missile, an accurate missile, obviously. Instead of creating a massive explosion when it hits, to reduce collateral damage, a bunch of swords pop out of it right before it lands, and it just massacres whoever it lands. It's the coolest thing in the world. I guess unless you get hit by it. Soleimani probably isn't a big fan. Trump authorizes taking this dude out. Well, in Iran, this is a major, major, major military figure. I don't even know what the American equivalent of that would be, because we don't have huge military figures we revere anymore because most of our generals and admirals are weapons grade pieces of crap who shouldn't be there. So I don't know how to explain what this would mean other than, you know, let's do a little rewind. If in WW2, if the Germans assassinated Eisenhower or MacArthur or Patton, one of the legendary generals or admirals, if we found out it was an assassination plot from them, that's the kind of national scandal that would be in Iran. Well, they have been trying to kill Donald Trump ever since. And this was Corinne Diversity hired today.
What is the administration's reaction to this? I mean, another assassination attempt.
So I'll say this. So we are aware of the indictment that you're mentioning by the DOJ today. Going to be really mindful. I will refer you to DOJ as it's an ongoing law enforcement investigation. I'll add this, that based on DOJ's ongoing investigation, there has been no evidence to suggest that the individual named in today's indictment has any connection to the assassination attempt against former President Trump that happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. But anything else, that is something that I would have to refer to Department of Justice.
What happened? I mean, this alleged plot.
Look, we have said many, many times, and I want to be really clear because this is a DOJ, it's an ongoing law enforcement DOJ indictment, so I'm going to be really mindful. But we have said many times that we have been tracking Iranian threats against former politicians. We've been very clear about that. These threats arise from Iran's desire to seek revenge for the killing of Qasem Soleimani. We consider this a national and homeland security matter of the highest priority, the highest priority. We have repeatedly met at the highest levels of our government to develop and implement a comprehensive response to these threats. As part of the comprehensive response, we have invested extraordinary resources in.
Notice how Israel responds to these threats. Notice what's happening, or more specifically, what's not happening right now. What's not happening is Iranian jets scrambling to drop bombs on Tel Aviv right now. And do you know why they're not scrambling to drop bombs on Tel Aviv right now? Because Israel will park a bomb in your friggin' toothpaste and blow your head off if you happen to try that with any Israeli. Only here in the United States of America, in the year of our Lord 2024, do we act like it's really confusing how to stop these things. You stop these things because if you attempt even one time to assassinate a major political figure in this country, we will send very, very bad men to your country and murder everyone in your government of note. And if you try it again, we'll come back and do it again the next year. And you do that once or twice, soon countries are a little bit wary of pulling that kind of thing. Remember what the Iranians did last time they were going to attack Israel? They shot a couple missiles and then they put out a public statement saying, hey, we're going to stop now. We're good if you're good. Hey, just back off. Why? Israel knows how to handle its business. We apparently have lost that. We better get it back. We need a big chalk injection into America's foreign policy. That's what we need. Because evil people respond to force. That's what they do. Maybe we are too low T to pull that off now. Maybe the entire United States Defense Department, more specifically the State Department, maybe they all need male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks from chalk. Natural herbal supplements are our path forward. Do I need to remind you about the medical institutions in this country? Remember what they did during COVID. Remember what you saw. The first place I go when I want help with something is chalk. It's not the last place. First place. CHOQ.com. They have endless natural herbal supplements. Try some chocolate powder in the morning. Start out with that. Get yourself a stack, gentlemen. 20% increase in your testosterone levels in 90 days. Call them. Text them. 50CHOQ3000. That's 50CHOQ3000. Just tell them I told you to call. All right? We'll be back with BK.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Joining me now, as he does so often, my friend, host of the World News with BK podcast, which I would highly, highly recommend, my friend, former Air Force PJ BK. Okay, BK, I have so many questions. You just got to buckle up right now. First of all, how trained is Hezbollah?
Well, Jesse, as I come to you right now, I thought you'd appreciate the fact that I'm sitting outside the Marine Corps Recruit Depot gym showing all the Marines how to properly do pull-ups, and that would probably lead me to think that I should go over to Lebanon and teach Hezbollah how to do a few pull-ups. I would say Hezbollah, they're trained by the IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, like all the other terrorist groups around the world are. I would say they have adequate training, but the problem is that training now is not really necessary in this age, is it? I mean, this is the age of the drone. This is the age of the suicide drone, the mortar dropping drone, the robotic drone, whatever you need. And it really doesn't take a hell of a lot of training to get somebody to use one of those. So I wouldn't call them too trained, but they're enough to be a pesky nuisance, that's for sure.
BK, I have been speaking to every source I know about Iran and what they might do, what they're going to do. You know, they have somebody taken out in one of their own compounds with a bomb hidden in his room, which is freaking cool, by the way. They have to do something. But they famously don't want to do too much to force Israel to really, really respond. What are they going to do?
They're, in my opinion, Jesse, they're not comfortable with direct confrontation. They're all talk. They have been for years. I mean, that bombing you spoke of, I was doing that story on the podcast. That bomb was smuggled into that room 2 months before it actually blew up. So it's like, and this is where their secure compound, where they host all of their foreign VIPs and dignitaries. So I'm sure some fingernails are getting pulled out of their sockets right now and trying to get to the bottom of that. But Iran is much more comfortable not taking direct action. They're more comfortable, like I said, in going out and giving a bunch of cash to all these troublemaker, true believer jihadists, whether it's in Pakistan or Afghanistan, Lebanon, the West Bank, Gaza, all around the world, and having them do the mayhem for themselves. So they're not equipped to battle Israel one-on-one. They know it. Everybody uses it. Everybody knows it. They still use like ancient Russian technology. So to me, they're a paper tiger. They're a lot of talk, but they prefer operating way more in the shadows than any kind of direct confrontation.
Okay, what do we make of the dirty Ruskies going to sit down with them? That concerns me. Some Russian help would help.
It would help. But, you know, Russia is going to stay buddy-buddy with them, maybe offer them some more advanced weapons they can use. But even those weapons are no match for what Israel has or for what we have. And Russia is pretty occupied themselves at this moment with Ukraine. I still can't wrap my head around the hundreds of thousands of people who have died over there in just over, 2 years now. My mind is blown. The Russian people seem to be pretty okay with it, and that's a meat grinder. And I just don't think we're going to see anything too overt. There's really nothing they can do, and they know it.
What is happening in Ukraine? You actually managed to just hand that one off to me perfectly, BK, because that's where we were going next. It seems like that's no longer the bell of the ball. It's not the sexy thing in the news anymore, so you can't find any news. What's happening?
No, I mean, it's the second October 7th happened, that was out of the news forever. I have been covering it fairly sporadically. It's basically bogged down into a war of attrition, which it's been. It's a artillery battle. It's a drone battle. And it's just, it's really just a slaughter on both sides. There's no end in sight. Neither side is really making too many advances. Every advance comes at a huge cost. Sadly, though, Ukraine, I admire the fight in them. But the fact is they cannot win by themselves against the Russians. They just can't. And I see everybody like, oh, my God, now they have a few F-16s. That's not going to do it. They don't have enough people. They're running out of people, Jesse. And there's Americans here who want them. I don't know. They must want them to fight to the last man or something. There's not going to be any more people left in Ukraine. If I were them, I would try to work out some kind of compromise, because what good is it to fight to last man, even if you win, you'll rule over a country of rubble with no more young people. It's a complete disaster. It's actually one of the more tragic things I've seen.
It is. It's so sad to watch. I don't want to use the word genocide because that's not what a genocide is, but to essentially watch the elimination of an entire generation of Ukrainians. Yeah. It's insane to me that that country, which was fairly young and vibrant, is now just
educated.
Going to be old.
Yeah, and they were, and this is not some like third world country either. Neither of those two. You know, these are where some top physicists and chemists and scientists all come out of that part of the world, both Russia and Ukraine, and it's a terrible loss for humanity, in my opinion.
BK, what do we make of this China-Russia strategic bomber flirting with our airspace in Alaska? They didn't cross it, contrary to what people
right.
think, but they got close
Correct.
Enough, closer than they should be, to be polite about it. Is there anything to make of this, or is it just standard Russia being Russia?
Yeah, I think that's what it is, Jesse. I think it's just kind of a blustery, like, hey, here we are, nah, kind of thing. Like you said, they did not enter our airspace. They entered what's called like a... I can't remember the exact name. It's like a zone of exclusion or something. It's not our airspace, but if you go into it, we're going to come up and check you out. And that's what we did. And they went home. So Russia's been kind of doing that for many decades now up near the Alaskan area. And it's just kind of it's a big bluff, in my opinion. I don't know why Russia or China would want to start a war with us. I mean, these are who we do business with, especially China, right? That's why I always like kind of laughed at people like, we're going to go to war with China. I'm like, China's our best customers and vice versa. Why would we're not going to have an open shooting war with them. If anything, it'll be a continuation of what we have now. Cyber attacks, political meddling, maybe. And that's pretty much about it. I can't really see anything major kicking off there.
BK, warfare, at least for the time being, has become drone warfare, as you pointed out earlier, which it very clearly has been if you look at Russia, Ukraine. What does that do to the role of the various special operations groups out there? I know nothing about this. I was a stupid, very average grunt for 4 years, but this is your world. The PJs, the SEALs, the SF guys. What does it mean for them?
Well, I will tell you, the role is always changing and they're adapting it in the training itself. Now, you're still going to have, you know, for selections, you're still going to have the brutal physical nature of it, right? Because you have to pick guys who fight through adversity. That's your number one criteria. You need a guy who's never going to give up. So you're always going to have that. But then as far as once you get past selection, you go into the training modules now and they're doing things that they never even did like 10 years ago. They are using first-person drone technology. They are incorporating all of this stuff into special operations movements, even like free-fall stuff, setting up SATCOMs on the ground, drones, robotics, everything else you can think of. The training has gotten different. At the end of the day, though, it's going to be a lot different, though, Jesse. When you're talking about hypersonic missiles and drone technology, you're going to see it's going to be a cat and mouse game here for a while, because it's now, no matter how highly trained you are, it's not that hard to wipe out a platoon of even the most highest trained Joint Special Operations Command forces from some fat guy eating a donut 50 clicks away who pushes a button. And that's going to be a whole new ball game right there.
How far behind are the countermeasures?
You know, without getting into too much detail,
yes,
and honestly,
yes.
A lot of it is hidden even for me. They're working on things that I don't even know about, like anti-drone technology is huge right now in the community. But I would say that the countermeasures are behind the measures. There's every time we figure out a way to stop one thing, the bad dudes come up with an even more sinister way to defeat that. And whether it's hacking, whether it's cloaking devices, whether anything else, it's going to be a long road. But again, I just don't see like open war breaking out between us and some other major power for the reasons I already laid out. But I do think there are going to be small casualties here and there. And frankly, Jesse, the American people are not going to accept, like they apparently accept in Ukraine and Russia, the American people are not going to accept like 60 people at a time being vaporized by a bomb. They would march on the Capitol and carry the U.S. Senate out completely before that happened.
Yeah, it's a fact. BK, he is the host of the World News with BK podcast, which is outstanding. If you want a heaping helping of this stuff, I would highly recommend. Thank you, my brother, as always.
Hey, Jesse.
He didn't have to take that shot at the Marines, though, Chris. I didn't feel like that was necessary. Would I ever do that to somebody? I would never. What, Chris? I would never. I would never take shots. Look, BK was in the Air Force, so he's understandably carrying some bitterness towards me because of my various things that I've said. Look, what does he need? He needs a MyPillow. That's what he needs. After all those pull-ups, he's going to be exhausted. He needs a premium queen-size MyPillow. He needs a MyPillow mattress topper. And luckily for BK, those are all on sale right now. You see, MyPillow is having a huge blowout sale right now. Queen size premium MyPillows, $19.98. You want a mattress topper? They're selling those as low as $69.98. Six-piece towel sets, $25. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square and use the promo code Jesse. Or give them a call, 800-845-0544. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. I'm going to get to a couple more things. I'll get to your Pakistan question in just a moment, Chris. This guy says, Jesse, I know you don't run a foreign policy show, but did you see the Catholic and Protestants in Ireland are getting together and protesting these horrible murders? There might be more troubles. One, that's wonderful. I understand that what I'm about to say is probably going to create a deluge of hate mail. I've never, ever, ever understood the Catholic Protestant viciousness that has taken place throughout Europe. I don't get it. And I understand. Believe me, I get it. For you Protestants and you Catholics, I get it. I understand there are differences in the faith and what they believe about the Pope. I get the history of it. I really, really do. But to have such visceral hatred for each other when your views on Jesus are pretty much identical, I don't understand that. But if they're getting together and setting those things aside, that's freaking wonderful. I do wonder if we aren't seeing the very, very beginning of a significant pushback internationally against the globalist commies who flooded their countries with barbarians. It's one of those things that's going to bring people of different religions together, different races together. I've said this before. I think you're going to see, it's not going to be this election cycle. You may see a little bit of it, but I think you're going to see in the coming decades, I think you're going to see a significant shift in the black community in the United States of America, where they've previously gone 92% Democrat. That's just kind of, you know, that's everyone's really knows that. That's how black people have been voting in the country. I think they're going to change. I do. Democrats are filling up these black neighborhoods with illegals. They're doing it because they're replacing the black voter. The black voter has been troublesome for Democrats for a long time because they have demands. The American citizen has demands. The illegal simply doesn't. $500 Visa card, a job for 50 cents an hour washing dishes, he's happy. The American citizen of every color he demands more. And so these illegals, these foreigners, they're simply cheaper to buy. The American citizen, every kind of every race and shape is being replaced. The liberal white women will never come around. They'll still be voting Democrat as we're all, them included, being marched to the gulag. But virtually every other Democrat, I believe, will come around. I believe you're going to see a seismic shift in the coming years with Jewish Americans. You're already seeing this in poll after poll after poll when it comes to Trump versus Dome. This is the beginning of that. The power brokers in the Democrat Party, the higher-ups, many of them are Jewish donors and Jewish business owners and things like that. But the base of the Democrat Party in this country is rabidly, rabidly Jew-hating. They just are. that is going to reverberate. Now, again, I'm not overstating what it's going to mean for this election. Shifts in demographics like that and how people vote take time. They take generations, frankly. They take generations. But I think you're going to see the beginning of that happening now as their party gets exposed as just being nakedly evil and communist. You're going to see that. We'll see how it plays out. Fascinating stuff.
And now...
here's a headline.
One more thing on that. Chris? I wasn't finished yet. It's not that I don't run a foreign policy show. I just care about America and Americans personally more than I'm fascinated by foreign affairs. I've never done a show where we're focusing on this conflict in Europe, and I'll bring that up, or Ukraine, Russia, I'll bring that up, or what's happening even in Israel, I'll bring it up, but it's not where my focus lies because it's not where my passion lies. My passion lies with you and Red Lobster.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
It only took 8 months for Biden's administration to churn out $1.2 trillion in new regulations. These people are destroying as much as they can possibly destroy, as fast as they can destroy it on the way out the door. Now wrap your mind around four more years of that. Senator Hawley reveals new whistleblower claims about Secret Service failures at the Trump rally. Quote, scared to death. In this environment, to know that the Secret Service is at a serious down point in its history, look, it's not outside of the realm of possibility Trump faces another assassination attempt, or Dome, or Biden, or somebody. Think what that does to the political system, if God forbid that happens. EU says it does not recognize Venezuela's election result. How corrupt does the election result have to be in Venezuela to get the useless European Union to even take a stand on this thing? Golly, that's bad. Top U.S. Special Ops unit held a major exercise off Alaska, 45 miles from Russia. I'm so freaking jealous. I love Alaska so much. Granted, I'm sure these guys were doing a bunch of really hard work in the cold water and stuff, but I've been to Alaska one time and I fell in love with it. I got to get the boys back up there fishing again. The boys fell in love with it. I know they're going to move to Alaska. I can feel it. Sheikh Hasina, euphoria in Bangladesh after the PM flees the country. This is major, major news. I'm just kidding. I actually don't know anything about Bangladesh, but that seems like a big deal. Either way, we'll be back to do this again tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.